Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm trying out different intros.
Do you want to do another one?
Yep.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
I should just go with my like normal one.
No. I think
hello, welcome
yeah,
to the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. You're
no,
your I'm classic. Back. Just I'm do back. Your classic. That's really
do
nice.
Old classic.
Hello. We've been sat in this room chatting for too long.
Yeah.
Before we have... without even beginning.
I know.
So we've got all our chat out of the way. So yeah, join us next week.
Bye.
Bye. No, welcome. Come on in.
Come on in.
Take a seat. Sit down. Sit soft.
Pop us in your ears.
Welcome in.
This podcast episode is about how to be good at online dating. Huzzahing. So I put a call out saying, like, any tips on online dating? And got so many, I couldn't move.
Overwhelmed.
Couldn't function. I struggled to funk. That's from Queer Eye. I can't take that.
I've never heard them say that.
Yes, Jonathan says, struggled to funk.
Yes, it's about online dating, how to be good at it, how to get out of it.
And also what not to do.
What
as
not
well.
To do.
What You've
to do.
Online dated, haven't you?
Oh, what a hot burn. Yes,
is
I...
You, and that's the first thing they're going to be dealing with. The stigma
Sorry,
around what
yeah,
is very normal.
Sorry, let's crack right into the stigma of it. Yes, it's there, isn't it? I remember...
Is
you
it?
Know, but sort of 10, 7, 6, 5 years ago, it would have been...
1076.
You know, in 1076.
Yes. Post-Battle of Hastings.
Online dating was... The Battle of Hastings, online dating was such a stigma.
It was
really, like, it was always the punchline to something if
yes.
people had met online or, like, in a...
Yeah, you
in
were
a,
ashamed.
In
you'd,
a
like,
sitcom,
make up another...
Your weird uncle, would in the show, the weird uncle would arrive and he'd have met somebody online and it would be really weird.
Yes.
And now everyone's like, yeah, that's where we've all met.
So many people.
I've been at a wedding recently where, around the table, there was lots of people in couples and I was like, and how did you... And everyone was like, Tinder, Bumble. Like, people
yeah.
just met on and they're, like, a proper couple.
Yeah.
A real deal.
No matter whether you love it or you hate it, it's a system and it's a way to meet people that is an ordered, logical way to meet people.
Absolutely.
Rather than leaving it all to chance, just hoping that some fit bod is going to fall through your window.
Yes, because I think we do everything online these days.
Yeah.
Why not love? And also, it doesn't mean that you aren't, when people be like, why don't you go and find somebody in real life, in the bar or whatever? Doesn't mean
it is real life, they're not fake.
Exactly, and it doesn't mean you can't go and find them there as well.
Yeah.
You can carry on with your life as is, plus you've got this bonus bit on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. Bonus bit on the side.
Right.
Before we start
swiping left and right.
Swiping left and right all over the place, I actually haven't online dated, so some of my jargon might sound...
If you get it wrong, I'm here to...
Great, okay.
I've got your back.
Wipe right, guys.
Wipe.
Wax on, wax off. Am I right?
That
was a Karate Kid reference. I don't even think I've seen the Karate Kid.
What's your adult thing this week?
My adult thing is... So, long-time listeners, full-time friends will know that I'm trying to... Well, I am vegan. I still use all the makeup that one would expect. And I'm very aware that not all of the makeup I use is probably good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to very slowly change it.
It's okay. One piece of the jigsaw.
I'm starting to get quite hot and upset just thinking about it. So, because I have been using 8-hour cream on my face for ages, and I found a swap, like a moisturiser and a cleanser. Like, I've been using it now for about 2.5 weeks, and it's really great. Now, the only problem is I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's BYBI, Bibi, Bubi.
Maybe it's BYBI.
BYBI. It's roughly like the same price as the 8-hour cream anyway, which is great. There's this scrub cleanser called Prime Time, which is really great. And there's also a moisturizer, which is my absolute favorite thing in the world now, called Babe Balm. Ooh. And it's genuinely lovely. It's cruelty-free. It's vegan. And I just feel a little bit better whenever I put it on.
About,
yeah, because I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I know for a fact that that hasn't been in a rabbit's eye.
Yeah,
essentially.
God. And I think it's like, oh, if it can be done, oh, look, it can be done.
Yes.
Why isn't everyone doing it?
Of course. And obviously, it might be a bit pricey for people. Like, I think the Babe Balm is like £25 or something. And if it's too pricey and you don't have enough money, that's fine. Like, I use coconut oil and all as well, like, when I haven't been able to afford things like that. But if you can, and if you can stretch it, or if, like, for Christmas or for a birthday, or, like, it just might be worth having a look at those things. But obviously, hey.
Absolutely.
But it's always good to try. Just try.
It's there if one of your things that you were trying to do to be good, to be gooder.
Coconut oil on the bod, though. Absolute convert.
You can't say
slather
no.
It all over myself. Mm. And then cook a stir fry with the excess.
You've got to use it quicker than you think, everyone, because after a couple of months, it does smell of Parmesan cheese.
Does it? Mm. Oh, great. I'm really looking forward to that switch happening, and I don't know. And everyone's like, oh, it smells like Italy.
Yeah. Yes, it will happen. Happen quicker than you think.
Okay.
Yeah, I found an old jar the other day. I was like, oh, perfect, there's still some here. And
There wasn't.
It turns. My adult thing is that I have left a WhatsApp group. I left at 4 a.m. I woke up in the middle of the night and I just, like that.
I must.
And then I just didn't, there was no chance for me to think about it or panic or think, what will I say, to be like, hi guys, this has been fun, but I have to go now. You know, I just left.
And I didn't even notice.
It's only me and Stevie in the group.
I've been chatting to myself for ages.
No, there's loads of people in it, and Stevie didn't even notice. And nobody made a scene, like nothing happened. And so I just felt so, oh my goodness, I just felt like, whew, I felt so free. And it was magical.
Magical.
It was absolutely magical. And so I think, and I had been being like, well, it's very useful and like it's good and I should stay in it and oh, but no.
No.
Get out of there. Exactly right.
Really, really good work. Right. Before we get into online dating, I just want to do a very quick shout out to Saslu, Lucy and Helena, all of whom were au pairs with Lauren, who sent me a message. They were au pairs with her in Spain, and they listened to the Debrief podcast and Nobody Panic when they were homesick.
Oh.
And it would make them feel 186,000% better.
Yay,
nice.
You
That's
guys. Nice. Thanks.
Do you have a thing?
Yes, I do. I have
some
news. We are doing some live shows. We are doing the podcast festival in September.
Yes.
Yes.
The London Podcast Festival, 15th of September.
It's not close to my birthday. Mm. And we've got three shows up in Scotland at the Edinburgh Festival. They're on the 7th, the 11th and the 21st. At the Pleasance. And we were there at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll have three different guests on. So if you happen to find yourself up there, or if you're already in Edinburgh,
check to see if
come
if
and
it's
find
on.
Us. We'd love to have you.
I'm very, very excited about it.
I'm very excited.
Yeah,
excited.
It'll be really, really fun.
Right, let's swipe on in.
Swagger into online dating.
I'd like to begin with the history of it.
Oh my God. Wow, yes, please.
Back we go to the medieval times.
Jesus.
Where shepherds, yes, not joking. Shepherds used to write, they were like, you know, out with their sheeps solo, long time, would draw on a tree the next time that they would be back at that tree.
Yeah.
And then they'd come, people could be like, yeah, cool, I'll be here. And then they would
have sex with them.
Maybe. I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
If we're honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just sort of, you like, left.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them.
If I was a shepherd, that's exactly what I'd do.
Yeah, exactly. So you just left your mark on your tree, and you like maybe said something about yourself and wrote a little symbol or whatever.
Aww.
And off you went, and then you came back round in the autumn, and people were queuing up by your tree.
Oh, that is great.
Wonderful stuff.
And also, if you were walking down the hill and you saw someone sat next to the tree that you'd left your symbol on and you didn't like them, you could just keep on walking and pretend it wasn't you. Because there's no picture.
Exactly. But also, I think if you were a shepherd, and anybody waiting by the tree, you'd take them, I think.
I mean, of course
you've been
you
alone
would.
With your sheep for months.
Of course
you take
you
any
would.
Human contact, I reckon.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's too much information I was going to tell you.
We've all been a shepherd.
We've
all been an incel shepherd.
We pretty much have. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful history.
And then...
Oh, God, there's more.
That's the end, though. In 1726, the first woman... Men had started sending in Lonely Hearts columns. They'd just started. They'd be like, tractor for sale, also looking for a wife. So that had started in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Just like, man, this is my estate. This is how much I own.
Because it's all about the money, yeah.
It's all about the money. First wife, deceased, looking for housekeeper, maybe romantic, like that. It was like really to the point.
Make a bunk cake and also...
Can you bunk?
Make love.
Can you bonk? Like, that's what we were here for.
Can you bonk?
Bunt and love. And then the first, it'd been happening for about 50 years, men doing it. Mm-hmm. And then the first woman sent one in.
Amazing.
And she said, looking for someone nice to spend my life with.
Of course she did.
And they sent her to the asylum. They sent her to the insane asylum.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Sent a woman to the insane asylum.
That is the worst end to this story.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You didn't give me any... notice.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Change your tone when a woman gets sent to an asylum.
Sorry.
Sorry. Can you imagine if that was into one of my stories?
Sorry.
Like, so how you doing? Oh, yeah, no, I took the bus and it was the wrong bus, so I got sent to an asylum.
Sorry.
But actually,
sorry,
I should have known.
I should have built up. I told that story. I didn't see that it was good. I'm so sorry.
But actually, like all good stories are,
it came out
a good twist.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
It knocked you for six.
But also, I should have known because... the end of every woman's story who does anything interesting in that decade, that century.
Goes to the asylum. They got her out. She got out. And then she found true love. So does that help?
I don't think she did she?
Nope.
No. She died in those padded walls.
She didn't die. She got out. 100. Okay. She got out.
But then never mentioned dating ever again.
No, she was like, not for me.
It was an online date, but I don't know what that means.
So I guess what I'm saying is, no matter how bad...
Oh my God, I just punched the microphone and it's gone right in my boobs and I think it's broken.
No, you're fine. You fixed it. So what I'm saying here is, no matter how bad you think your online dating experience is... You're not in the asylum.
And I think that's something we all... Actually, that's kind of a good thing for all, like, for, like, life as well.
Yeah.
How bad you are. And even if you are in... Because even if you go to, like, a mental health facility, that's still not an asylum.
No. And also, crucially, you did not get sent there for saying, I'd like someone nice to spend my life with.
Oh, yeah.
It's the heartbreaking, like, simplicity of it. It's not like she was, looking for something weird and sexual at the time. Everyone was like, oh, looking for a dog to have sex with. Yeah, looking for a dog to have sex with. In which case, everyone would be like, gosh, Helen, shall we have a chat? Shall we touch base there? But it was just such a nice thing to ask for. Yeah.
And a thing that everyone deserves, which is why I think online dating is such a massive important thing, because we all want to be loved.
We want it so hard.
Even, actually, I'd say especially the people that say they don't.
Yeah.
They want to be loved most of all.
We all want to be loved.
And this kind of online dating phenomenon is like the latest way to just... It's basically, everyone's trying to find the path of least resistance to love.
Yes,
and right. Online dating is the obvious way, but it's just so difficult because you have to wade through so much resistance in order to get to it.
Yes.
Resistance being lame dates and not knowing how to message somebody or like what are you supposed to say? Mm-hmm. How can you tell they're going to be nice? And so we put out a call and you answered in your droves, which is also very helpful.
We've come to answer the call.
I went on, would you like me to tell you the story
that
of the one time?
Lord of the Rings,
it was really good. It was really good and I'm so sorry I talked over it. Would you like to do it again?
No.
Okay. I think you should.
No.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you the tale? I never tell stories, but I'm going to tell the story of the time that I went on one online date.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I'm going to eat a mashed potato while you do it.
Absolutely. So the year was 2012.
I can imagine it.
Unfortunately, it was pre-apps, so I sound like a dinosaur, but it was OkCupid, which I think is still going.
Wow.
I found myself single. I was like, okay, I'll do this. And then, like, my housemates helped me to write a profile. And the profile was really like, you know, just like, I like pesto and I like doing this. And I don't know, hey, like, very chilled out, just some things. Didn't realize, essentially, the cardinal rule of those things is whatever you mention, you will get a message about it. And then you'll get a message every hour every minute about pesto because you've mentioned a noun in your bio.
Oh, absolutely.
And they will cling on to anything. So I spent a lot of time just talking about Sackler. And then started talking to somebody who was a writer. And I was like, starting out to be a journalist. I was like, oh my God, this is really great. Started talking about writing. I was like, fine, okay, yes, let's meet in the pub around the corner.
And did you have to go to like sit down at your PC?
I had to sit down at my laptop.
Okay.
Yes. I think it was also on my phone.
Okay, okay. But it wasn't an app. Got it.
It wasn't an app, yeah.
You got mail style.
Yes, I had to go onto a website.
Great.
So I picked a pub near to my house, which I didn't say was near to my house. Was really like, oh God, okay. Like, obviously built it up a lot. We'd messaged loads. I was like, oh God. Got there. Was looking around. Saw him. Immediately was like, nope. Okay, well, I'm here now. I'll have one drink and then fine. He couldn't look at me. He spoke like this. He was so nervous, which is fine. So I didn't want to be horrible because I was like, well, you're clearly really nervous. That's okay. I just talked at him for I'd say 20 minutes, finished my drink. Cause I was obviously there was loads of massive silences. So I just kept drinking my drink. Mm-hmm, and then my drink was finished. I panicked and I was like, I need to get out of this situation. And I think the nicest way possible is to come up with an excuse.
Yep.
I couldn't think of anything. So I said I had to go and move some boxes.
Okay.
And didn't give any context as to why.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, great. And I was like, well, that's good, because now he will, if he really thinks about it, knows that I'm coming up with an excuse, but I'm trying to be nice. So it's not like me being like, I don't like you, but he'll know. He'll get the message.
Yeah.
Got to move some boxes. I'd been there for 20, maybe between 25 and 30 minutes. Left. The next day, got a message being like, that was so nice. Just let's do it again sometime. I was like, what? Were you in the same room as me? It was awful. God. And then I thought, I can't do this. And then I ended up getting back with my ex-boyfriend, who was horrible. So it wasn't a great end to that story. Mm. And then I got sent to an asylum. But that was the only time I've ever done it. So when people talk to me about, the level of dates that people are going on, and I got a message from Rachel, who said she dated 326 men,
Rachel,
in 5 years.
No, Rachel.
But no, you say no, but I've got a friend called Claire who listens. Hello, Claire. And she, maybe not the same amount, but she's certainly she dated as if it was a job.
Working
because
the numbers.
She works the numbers. And because if you just I did one and never again. So obviously it wasn't going to be successful, because I went...
And what happened to Rachel? Did she go to the asylum?
She went to the asylum.
The story ends well.
Yes, so this is a great story. So she learned a lot, but mostly she learned that it's nearly impossible to predict which ones are going to be dickheads. So you just have to go in with zero expectations, and you'll either have lost nothing if he's a bell end, or you'll be pleasantly surprised, and you can just have a nice drink and then
Rachel.
Your head afterwards. And the best bit, stop going for what you think is your type, which I think is a huge thing, because I don't think people... have a type as much as they think they do.
So great.
Because people will come, obviously everyone likes a fit person, sure, but there's a whole range of what fit means. And she said that she met her current boyfriend on Bumble, and he was the opposite of her type, but within 20 minutes of meeting him I was head over heels in love. So you might surprise yourself, which I think is a really great, and that is 326 dates in 5 years. That's a massive amount. And it's not necessarily going to take that amount. It's not like you have to go on 300 dates in order to find the one, because it's such a gamble. It's so random in the true sense of that word, not in the, oh my God, I'm so random. That you could go on your first date and meet your husband or wife.
Or 325.
Or 325. But you just have to keep going, because there are people out there that you can go out with.
Yes, I think it's just a numbers. It's absolutely a numbers game.
A numbers game and a psychological.
And a psychological one. And two things. One is that, I know a lady who pretty stringent about her plans always, of this is what I want to achieve this year. I want to learn to cook. I want to learn this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy a house. This is my plan. These are the steps I need to do it. Then she was like, I'm going to get married. That's my plan. Was single, drew up a schedule.
God.
Committed to it, dated like it was a job, found him, got married.
God.
So it's oh, okay. It's absolutely...
You've removed all of the emotion out of this.
But it's totally achievable if that's your plan.
Yeah.
And you can... And I guess that Rachel is so confident with this guy because she's seen so much.
Well, after the fifth online date, you just kind of know... You kind of can put little tricks in place.
Yeah.
To know... how to, for example, get out of it earlier.
So I think that thing, you going to this with the boxes. Mm. So a really good thing is to say, let's meet for a drink at 6. At 7, I've got to go to... at a party or whatever. I've got to go to my friend's do afterwards.
Yes.
And so then you've got... If you arrive and you have that, because I've definitely done that, you've arrived and gone, no, absolutely not. No way. And I've had that when we were looking for a housemate, and people would arrive who seemed quite fun and chatty in their pictures on spare room. You'd open the door and I wanted to just be absolutely not, and just shut it in their face, because you can just tell immediately when you meet a person. And that thing, you know, when you arrive on your date, he looks so weird, you don't want to stay, but you're like, we're here for one drink and I know I'm safe here, I just have to survive this for an hour. Like, yeah. That's all, and I can survive this for an hour. Yeah. Like, I'll just have a conversation with this person. It's that feeling of being like, every second being like, how can I get out? How can I get out?
Yeah, and I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't concentrate on anything.
Because if you know, it's just like, oh, it's an hour. Like, I can sit with this weirdo for an hour.
Brilliant.
No problem.
That's a great tip.
Yes.
So go in and say, like, you've got plans later, but you can have a quick drink. And maybe don't even time specific.
No, don't even time specific. Just be like,
then after 40 minutes, you can be like, oh, sorry.
I'd love to see. Yeah, let's meet up. I've got to go to this thing afterwards, but let's get a quick drink. Perfect. And it's an easy get out for everyone. No one's panicking. And obviously, if they are great, be like, fuck it. I don't have
literally
to
literally fuck it.
Yeah, and then if they're great, fuck it. Obviously, if they are fun, you can be like, oh, I'll not go to that thing just yet. That fictional thing. And then it feels like, oh, let's actually stay. I'd rather stay with you. And what a fun time you're having.
What a fun time you're having. I think as well, the nature of the date is something that people kept saying. So we had a lot of people saying, always just go for like a quick drink. If you don't drink alcohol, like that's fine. You can just, you know, there are other drinks available. It's not like you're like, well, I'm not drinking at the moment, so I can't go to a bar. You absolutely can. But like things like going to see a film, like no, because...
Get rid of that one. Like that's absurd.
It's stupid.
Because you meet, you have some popcorn in the foyer, then you sit in silence for 2 hours.
Yeah, and then you can't watch the film because you feel sick or you feel like, well, I'd like to talk to them more. It's ridiculous. But also, like, don't... Oh, my God, my friend went on a Tinder date and brought him to a party. And we were like, it was the first date. You're like, what have you done this for? Like, now we all have to speak
now
to him.
Now we're all on this date as
well. Yeah, gross. So don't do that. Just quick drink. Always a quick drink.
Yeah, and if you aren't drinking at the moment or you don't drink, like, say that... up before you get there, say that up front.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, because I know people who've definitely been on one where they've been like, oh, a white wine, and then the person's got been like, oh, I'm not drinking, so I'll have a sparkling water, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I won't drink either. It's like, no, you drink. Oh, I won't. Oh, God. And like, now we're all in this sort of nightmare.
Yeah, but own it as well, to like, don't be apologetic about the fact that you're not drinking.
Exactly.
Just like, I'm gonna get a Diet Coke, and then no one cares, because you're not gonna get, it's not like if you're there for like an hour or so, no one's gonna get pissed in an hour.
No, exactly. So just sort of like, everyone be cool and confident with that.
Yeah.
Hit me with some horror stories. I'm ready for it.
Well, it's not horror stories.
I want the horror. It is tips. Okay.
Here's a really great tip. This is from Georgiana, and she says, always arrange like something nice to do the night you're meant to have a date. So, like, for her, it's maybe a gym class. And that way, if they cancel don't mess it on the day or ghost you, you spend the evening doing something for yourself instead. Which I think is amazing
That's so good.
Because then, because I guess that moment of being like, I hate it when plans are taken away at short notice because I literally don't know how to respond. I don't know what to do. And then I end up like going home and just having a really like unsatisfying evening, sort of doing nothing but half doing things. And I think having a thing planned is such a great idea. If someone does like cancel or if someone ghosts you, I think it's very important to... I've had so many conversations with friends of mine that start with, okay, so I was seeing this guy and we're supposed to be meeting up on Saturday and he hasn't texted me since last Friday. And I've sort of tried, but like, and I don't know what to do. And it's just like... Do you want to go out with someone that doesn't text you? Like, this is for men and women. Like, women ghost as well, obviously. And if you're chatting to someone and they've just gone quiet, the amount of excuses my friends will come up with being like, oh, well, he did say that his sister was moving house. That was genuinely one. I was like... Think about what you're like when you fancy someone and when you've been like chatting to, or like, or so say if that's never happened, a friend, your best mate in the world, when you're doing something, you can always find time to WhatsApp them. You can always find time to message them because you want to tell them stuff that's going on because it's fun.
Yeah.
And you'll know the difference between like these people who are essentially trash and the right person for you because they won't be able to stop messaging you.
Exactly.
And then you'll feel so silly because you'll be like, oh, all of this wasted energy. So basically, if they're not messaging you, they're not into you.
No.
And that's horrible, but it's just the truth.
Yes.
And hey, if they come back in like a month's time, they're like, well, I fell down a well. And you're like, you know what? Fair excuse. Then you can like...
Start again.
But then the moment that ghosting behavior happens, it's a no. Like, it's a no.
It's a hard no. There's something called the dick sand. it's like quicksand and you just fall in it immediately.
I've heard that. What's that from?
The film How to Be Single.
Yes.
But I'm sure it's been used. I don't know. Maybe they
don't. Sure. They don't have a monopoly on dick sand.
Maybe they do, though.
Maybe they do.
That you meet somebody, and this goes girls and boys both ways, but like you meet someone, you're really into them. It means you just like fall into the dick sand. And once you're in it, you just sort of can't see the wood for the trees. You can't see your way out for all the sand. And that is the part of your brain where you start just like making up excuses. So when they haven't replied, you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's fine. Instead of just being like, if you were stood on normal ground, you'd be like, no, F that. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not putting up with this shit. And I think when you are in a really solid, good relationship, you're like, oh, whoa, this is what it's like. Oh, there's no games. And the person just replies immediately. Yeah. And just take that as read of like, if you can, if you're not windsurfing, if you actually are near your phone and they've texted you, text them back. It doesn't take anything.
Yeah, don't you start playing games because they've started playing games. Then what
are you
doing?
Send you a selfie of them. You just reply with the heart eyes emoji.
Don't leave a selfie hanging.
Don't leave a selfie hanging. Even if you think like, yeah, what's that? Just reply immediately.
Yeah.
If somebody has gone out of their way to send you a selfie.
Or like a nice picture of a dog that they've seen.
Anything.
Or if you're interested in them, don't pretend that you're not ever. Just be clear about what you want. Then you've got a really nice, you've set a precedent. So if they're not clear back, really think. So do you want to like spend, 5 years going out with someone who's, you don't know where you stand ever.
No.
You don't know when they're going to message you. They only message you at 3 a.m. saying, you up? Like you don't, no one wants a you up boyfriend.
I'm up. I just sat up like a meerkat because some part of you does respond very fit. Like you're just like, yes, I'm up. Like, that's the thing is like, no matter how much of that, like one, don't pick up the phone. Two.
Oh my God, listen to that song over and over again.
Yeah, like no matter how many times you're like, okay, number one, don't pick up the phone. As soon as that phone rings, you'll be like, yes, hello,
I'm up.
I'm here, I'm available. I'll come to you. Shall you come to me? Like, you know, we're just sort of like so desperate to be loved. We're so desperate for human contact that no matter how much you're like, he's never going to hurt me again. As soon as they're like, should we go home together? You're like, yes, immediately. Shall I drive? shall I carry you?
I can't drive, but I'll learn to drive.
I'll hijack this car. Like, let's go, you know? Like, so just be forgiving of yourself and just try and look after yourself and don't, you know, get yourself in those messes with professional gamers.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Just let yourself make mistakes and know you're never going to get online dating perfectly right because perfectly right doesn't exist with this.
Yeah, I think like there's, if you're single and you're sort of deeply single, your friends who are in relationships will be like, no, don't settle for that shit. And I remember describing it to somebody once as like, it feels like I'm on a flooding like rock that's getting increasingly smaller and all my friends are in helicopters being like, wait for a helicopter. And then like a shitty boat is coming for me. And I'm like, I'm going to get in this boat actually, thank you. Like, I'll just take this.
Because then if you're in the boat, like, you deserve
a helicopter. And I'm like, I couldn't care less. I'll take what's coming, thank you. You're the one in the helicopter. It's easy for you to say, like,
also, helicopter. If you're in the boat, a helicopter can still save you out of the boat.
Exactly. It's not the end of the world. I just want to get off this rock, please, right now.
Yes.
Don't. It's hard. Life's hard.
It is hard. But you just, you have to be kind to yourself. But also, there has to be a balance of, like, okay, is this making me happy? Is this, like, do I go home with that person? Like, should I go on? Should I persist with this guy or this girl who just isn't texting me back ever?
They're not about you just have to read that book. They're just not that into you.
It's brutal, isn't it? But it actually really helps me.
It's so often the case. Just be like, nope, they're not. No. And if your brain is being like, no, they're not into you. Just shut this down.
Yeah.
Be brave. Get the hell out of there.
Oh, the denial is strong in us, isn't it? It really is. Now, on a more sort of practical level, we got a message through from Laura, who says, who actually ended up marrying someone that she met on online dating. I went to the wedding. It was really lovely.
Did you?
Yes. She's my good friend from home. I went to primary school with her. So she says, which is good advice, don't like chat online, text and WhatsApp loads before meeting. Just meet them or you'll have nothing to talk about. And also then as well, you're just like, you're wasting time. Because you might just like, you know, people that you get on with loads over WhatsApp, you might meet and then you just, they can't string a sentence together. Or like, it's like, oh, okay. Or like, I don't know.
When you're texting somebody that you never met, all you've got is their picture.
Yeah.
And you'll move to pictures in 1 second.
Oh,
but
God, yeah.
You've got their picture and you've got their words. You've never heard their voice. And so you give them a character and a persona and how they speak, and you've interpreted all those, you know, you've made them way funnier than they probably are.
Of course.
And you really like,
for me it's always like a young Colin Firth.
Yes,
I always think that they're a young Colin Firth and they're dressed like Mr. Darcy.
Yeah.
And when I arrive they're like, hello, and I'll be like, oh my God. And it's never that.
No. And so you're always disappointed because you've built them up to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
And so you just, yeah, don't do too much
texting. Then, yeah. And also then as well it layers the pressure on you as well, because you're like, oh my God, what if they, because let's be honest, our photos on online dating are the best photos of us.
Yeah.
And maybe when we go on the actual date and they actually meet us, we might be a bit tired. Mm. We might be just, our makeup might be a bit crap. You know, that's okay. But the longer it's built up, just get in the room as quickly as possible. I don't mean the bedroom. I mean the drinks room.
Get in the drinks room as quickly as possible.
Get in the drinks room of your house and get them in there. I think that's
meet
a really
them in
good...
real life. Like nothing is as good as... Nothing is as good.
Or is it useful as IRL?
Well, that said, I did meet
Skype.
I met this like unbelievably beautiful woman.
Okay.
She was so stunning. She was a makeup artist by trade and she was so kind and gorgeous and lovely. She showed me a picture of her husband and her baby and I almost exploded. She, in the days pre-apps, pre-phones, met on an online snooker website.
Oh,
or something
God.
Like really weird like that, where you played snooker. You're obviously quite a community there.
Yeah.
And she was just called like, you know, Tomato 868 or whatever. And he was called
classic,
like,
snooker name.
One of the classics. And he was called like...
Come on. Come on.
Hop along hedgehog. He was called like...
Yeah, no, that was great.
And they were just messaging without even really knowing like what even gender the other person was.
Right.
And she said that they did that and then eventually they, you know, told each other things about themselves. Did that for 6 months.
Oh.
Then he flew to meet her and then they met in the airport. And I was like, if I had fallen... And then they had said they were in love on this snooker website. Like, that's how much they were just by messaging.
This is one of those like exception to the rule
it
story.
Really
Let's
is.
Just make that very clear.
Yeah, I think so too. Do not listen to this story. Turn off now. And then I was like, if I had fallen in love with somebody on a snooker website and I walked through the airport and they looked like that, they were that gorgeous, I'd be like, done, tick, yep, let's go. It must have been the most thrilling thing in the world. Because
those myths are what propagates
those myths. And it's
this
not,
issue.
I mean, I did hear it from the horse's mouth, but those rare stories, yeah, propagate the myth that like, fall in love online, fall in love in the talking.
Fall in love in the talking.
No, just go meet them.
Just go meet them, absolutely.
Should I say something about pictures?
Oh, yes, please. Pictures.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a picture of a chicken for ages when you were on dating?
Yes.
And then also Tessa showed me these screenshots of a guy who was basically trying to get a picture of what she actually looked like. And she just kept replying as if she was a chicken.
The messaging had moved from Tinder to WhatsApp, and my WhatsApp profile, for reasons I don't understand, because I didn't put it there myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
Okay.
I just took a photo at random from my thing. It was a picture of one of the chickens. It was it's a picture of a chicken who's having his photo taken. It's a chicken on camera. It's a chicken on a film set that's in the Barbie house. Yes, a lot of weird things are going on in the photo. That's the photo, and he was like, is that a chicken in your picture? And I said, instead of being like, oh, yeah, haha, I don't know how to change that, I just said, that's correct, I'm a chicken. So he was like, haha, moved the conversation on. I just absolutely refused to commit. I just refused to not stop. And he just kept saying things. And I was like, I'm actually finding it quite hard to type with my beak. So I found a phone and I'm just living my life online. Like, I was just like committed to this like whole chicken character. And I guess if he had been...
If he'd gone with the chicken character, you would have gone for a drink with him, I think.
We would have gone for a drink. Absolutely, 100%, yeah. And so, like, that's not a shame on him or me. But like, we were just two different people. And he was like, this chick is literally thinks she's a chicken and I need to back off. And I was like, I'm nervous and I'm just riffing on this chicken
and
bit.
Also, it was... You would... Bringing out some funny stuff.
I was doing some of my best work, but he wasn't for him. Fine. He works for NASA, I think.
I mean, they're not interested in chicken characters, I don't think.
No.
No, it's a real shame. Anyway, pictures.
Very tricky, obviously. Just, if you, just go right ahead and put your sexiest photos up.
Yeah.
And
you've got an animal, put that in there.
You've got like four or five. Do not put the group shots, no matter how fun it makes you look at a festival. Like, no one will know who you are, and guaranteed you've got a sexier friend in that photograph. So forget that. No pictures of you with your ex, no pictures, like, you know, crop them out if you need to. But like,
I was on my friend's Tinder, and someone had, she showed me that someone had, as their Tinder photo, was them at their wedding.
Oh my Christ.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
That's bold.
No matter how good you look. Yeah, so just sort of forget the context or the stuff about it. But I look fun at this and I look like I'm outdoorsy and I look like I'm thing. Just like, just get as many pictures of yourself as you can.
As your face.
And like, people will, you know, you don't have to sort of sell. You feel like you're doing a sort of real CV of like, I enjoy outdoor sports, working in a team and all of this stuff. Like, just be calm. Don't panic yourself. And then similarly in your, but you putting pesto, that you liked pesto or pasta.
Don't put nouns in your...
Just be wary of it, that like, it is... The only, because people have written in to ask, what should we say as an opening gambit, particularly on Bumble, which is the one where the girl has to start the conversation, which can be very, very tricky. And then, but really, often all you do have is
the nouns in your bio.
Yeah, if they've said, like, I'm into this, you know, once I was chatting to a stuntman.
Of
and
course.
I was like, hello, I have a number of questions about being a stuntman. Like, I don't even want to talk to you, really. I just have loads of questions. Like,
but I guess he gets that all the time.
All the time. So, if, you know, on your side, you're like, how interesting. I'll pick up on this one thing. And then on the other side is Stevie being like, I was 1,000 messages about pesto every day. You know, so if you can, just have something short. Don't try and be particularly hilarious.
If you Google like best opening lines on Bumble, because Bumble obviously is the one, if you're not aware, where the woman talks first, which I would say out of the sort of, would you say that the big three are Tinder, Bumble and Happn, or has Happn just like for London media types?
Happn, I think, has fallen into disregard.
Brilliant. So Happn's gone. So I'm not even going to explain what that is. Let's just say like Tinder
Hinge.
And Bumble. Hinge, what's that? For doors.
It's if you love doors.
Great.
I was just looking up specific ones. There's things like dating for clowns.
Oh, lovely. But
Amish dating, you know. Food intolerance dating.
Food intolerance dating.
Mullet fans.
I'd say if you can only date someone who's got the same food intolerance as with you, then...
It's not enough.
Actually, they deserve each other.
This is the thing. I'm going to... This is a thing I've thought of recently, is that, like, we say, like, clown dating people, and we always with dating and always with the algorithms, where they're like, we match you up if you, like, do proper guardian soulmates and say, like, all the things that you like. What we're doing is putting people with the things that they like together. Be like, what if you're actually out there looking for love, you need to match with people who... You need to see the things that they hate. You need to see, like, the worst sides of them. You need to see, like, their weirdest stuff and their baggage and their, like, them at their... Rather than, like, you don't deserve me at my best shit. Like, we need to see people at their absolute worst and then be like, do you think you could love this?
Maybe then, that's so... With your picture, have, like, one sexy one, one homely one, and then one of you snot crying after you've watched Queer Eye.
Straight into your Skype camera. Like, your chin's really big. I think that's why, like, relationships that are based immediately on that, like... We're both intolerant to cucumber. Like, are never going to survive, because what else is there here?
Yeah. Also, I think a big part of relationships as well, which is why we're saying, like, maybe just don't focus. So if you see someone, like, who also likes, I don't know, ice skating.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, they'll be fine for me. Oh, why didn't this work? Because we both love the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter.
The wide ice.
But because actually... One of the good things, like, again, there's no actual algorithm for love. That's why none of this is all of it is foolproof. Sorry, none of it is foolproof. Is that quite a good, like, a nice thing about meeting someone is that they'll have interests that you don't have. And then you'll be like, I'll do that. I'll like, tag along. And then you're like, oh, I like it too now.
Yes.
And you both, like, enrich each other's worlds.
It's not enough just to both love clowns.
Oh, wait, is clown dating for people that both like clowns?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like if you are a clown, and it's really, like, obviously mine is way weirder.
Oh, maybe it's that one.
Because I'd be quite wary of, because clowns maybe don't just want to go out with other clowns.
Yeah.
And if they think they do, then they do. You need to spread your net really wide. Like the advice before, you don't have a type. Yeah. Like you don't.
Even though you think you want to be on clowns.
Mm.
Or
the classic one is people being like, oh, I just love a bad guy. And you're like, great, good luck with that. Nice guys are boring. You'll find a nice guy and you'll be like, oh, they are nice. They're yeah. just nice.
I think it's something of like deciding what you're on those apps for and being clear with yourself, and also spotting the signs of what the other people are on those apps for. So like, if you're on Tinder looking for something to do on a Wednesday night, you're in the right place. Mm. Like, you're off. Tick. Get yourself one of those muscly boys and away you go. If you're on there looking for love, then it's going to be a bit of a harder slog. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But like, you just need to, and also you need to let go of all of your expectations and all the things that you think you're looking for. And because remember that other person, no matter like how weird they are or if they've, you know, ghosted you or treated you badly, they are just another human being who's also just trying their best. And so I think love is realizing they're not like a sort of two-dimensional, superficial character who's like, tick, 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 all the things I was looking for, my type on paper.
Yeah.
Like, they're a person with, you know, with flaws and failings, and
yeah.
they're also just looking for love, and they're yeah. vulnerable and scared.
Oh, God. Do you think that Bumble is a better one for people who are looking for a relationship?
Yes, I think so.
I think any guy who's on Bumble
yeah.
is more interested in an equal pairing of
yes.
people and minds.
Yeah, 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 definitely. So Bumble is definitely one if you are here for something a bit more serious. Mm-hmm. Bumble is where to go, and the boys are on there as well for that. Hinge is the one that is, you have a common Hinge. You have a person.
Oh, and person in common.
Yeah, person in
common. Oh, that's really good, because yeah. that's kind of how, like, it's like the best way outside of dating apps to meet someone is like at a party, or like a friend of a friend goes,
yeah.
you'd really get on with this person. So that Hinge thing does sound nice, because then I suppose that they're verified by a verifiable source.
Exactly. And then you can be like, oh, I like this person. And they, if they're their friend, plus you can both message them and be like, hello, what's this person like?
Yes. Because yes, I've got some actual pictures of them, please.
On Tinder, it also is linked to your Facebook. So it does pop up to say, like, you have this friend in common or whatever.
You can always tell when someone's on Tinder, because suddenly their profile picture becomes very sexy. On
yes.
Facebook. You're like,
yes.
ah, you're on Tinder.
Yes. Mine is still two ducks.
Yes,
ducks
two
on,
ducks.
Ducks on.
Yes.
I've obviously got a poultry issue. I would say on this opening line thing that be funny if you can. I think when you read those like 20 best opening lines, it's like nobody at their wedding speech is like, and she messaged me this good joke that was a pun on my name on Tinder.
No one remembers.
And
the
I
message.
Thought, this is the one for me. Like, no one really cares. So, like, don't freak out about it. Ask them a question. I vividly remember taking my friend's phone at a party and messaging every girl that they'd matched with to say, what are your top three flightless birds?
Again with the birds.
Yep. I see now a pattern. And some of them were horrified and some of them really got into it. And so, like, you know, I think it's okay just to say, I think, hello, how is your day doesn't really offer. Do that thing. I don't know if any of you ever tried improv, but it's all about, when you learn to do improv, it's all about giving something to your scene partner. So it's not just to say like, hello, how are you? You know, because then the other person is like, well, what's yeah. that?
It's like, hey, dad, where's the vegetables?
Great. So now I know in this scene that I'm a dad. Ooh.
And there's some
vegetables and that or may not have gone missing.
And we need to find them.
Hello. And now it's up to me to be like, and now if I can call Stevie by any name I want and give her some stuff, give her something back, and then she's like, great, now we're off and running. So try that with your opening gambit, you know, give them something to work with. You don't just say, hello, your picture is nice, or you've got nice eyes, or, you know, ask them a question. I've not actually got an example here of anything.
No,
sure.
It's very hard. I'd say, like, because also it fully depends on what the person looks
exactly.
like. So, you know, if they're, again, if they're photos of them, like, I don't know, with a dog, be like, cute dog. Is that yours?
Yeah, cute dog. Yeah, great. So what's great? Did you see what Stevie did there, everyone? So she gave a compliment. She referenced something specific, and then she gave a question. So she offered and she gave.
I should online date more, let's yes. be honest. But not a horror story, but quite a fun story that we can all learn from.
Yes, please.
Is Catherine, who went on a Tinder date to ZZ's with a guy straight after work, both in smart clothes. It was nice, we didn't really have a spark. A month or so later, she went to the same ZZ's. It's near her work, it's convenient. On a different date with a different guy that looked probably similar. And then the manager was like, it's so nice to see you've come back together. And obviously then the other guy realised that, like, she just takes all of her dates
oh,
to
no.
the same place, which, you know, is fine, but maybe go to different places and don't have like one pub that you always take all your dates to.
Yep.
Because I've worked in a bar and that's happened and I know and everyone talks about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, the girl's back. The last one didn't work. And it will, all it takes is one miscommunication. And basically you just want to minimize any awkwardness. I guess that would be counting as awkwardness.
Yes. As I say, with you, I've got another point about writing your profile that people really turn themselves inside out trying to, you know, get everything across. And I think, don't worry. Don't be weird like me. I definitely have been tried to be funny and sort of self-deprecating.
Just trying too hard, isn't it? Yeah.
And have come across bonkers, quite frankly.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think anyone who's listened to the last sort of like half an hour will understand that with the level of birds that you've been thrown out. But like, the thing is though, as well, people who you will attract the right even you being like, well, I shouldn't have gone bonkers. Again, if he'd have gone with the chicken character, you would have been like, this is an interesting dude. Like, he sounds like he'd be quite fun. Like,
yes, exactly.
So actually, it doesn't really matter what you put out there. That's why you shouldn't overthink it, because it doesn't really matter if you try too hard. It doesn't really matter if you don't really try at all. It doesn't matter if you put something on there that you like that you end up not really liking. Because if you go on a date with like a person who you genuinely get on with, you can say to them, I sort of like pesto, I actually hate it. And then it'd be like a funny thing. Or, you know, so all of the flaws and the things that you're doing in quotation marks wrong, it's not you. And I think that's like the take home for all of online dating. None of this is to do with you. You're not the problem. The fact that we live in this kind of the world and society is the problem. Mm-hmm. And we're trying our best to connect with people in a world now that is increasingly disconnected.
Yeah.
So my friend who I told you was similar to Rachel, who like went on loads of different dates, like she, for basically her entire 20s, has been single. Mm-hmm. And by single, I mean like at most 2 months going out with, and they'd always turn out to be weird, not nice, mean, strange, or they just disappear. And after, like, you know, late 20s, I felt really sorry for her, because she's putting in a lot of effort here, and she's not getting anything back. She's getting bits back, but then it's not, and then it goes, and then that's actually worse, if anything. Turns out then she did meet someone 10 years after being on all of these things. Is like, again, it's not that I'm saying it's going to take you 10 years, but it took her, like, the kind of psychological ramifications of not finding someone, it really took it out of her.
Yeah.
And she thought it was her fault and that she was rubbish on dates, she wasn't interesting, her bio was wrong, and it's like, oh my God, it's not at all. Because the amount of amazing women who talked to me about how sad they are about online dating and how it's been an absolute nightmare. And the amount of messages that I got when I said that we were going to do this, people being like, oh, I really want to know about this because I'm having a terrible time. It's like, I think
it is terrible.
It's terrible, and you have to view it as like an add-on to your life rather than this is your way to find love. You have to be like, I'm doing this at the moment. I'm online dating. Like,
it's trash. It's terrible.
Yeah. And so you have to have something else. Maybe like, when you sign up to Tinder, when you sign up to Bumble, when you start dating, also start doing something else for yourself.
100%.
So when someone's like, you know, how's it going? You're not just like, all I'm doing is dating. You're like, oh, I've started, I don't know, fencing.
Absolutely. And I bet you met somebody fun at your fencing club.
I mean, that's the thing as well.
So like, go and alongside, for every dating app, I need you to be having a hobby.
Okay? Oh, yes, a hobby.
So match your hobby to your app. And then you're like, this is what I do. And I've taken up learning. Go and learn something. Go to a class. Go meet new people. Go to life drawing. Go wherever. Like, go and get out of the house. Because if like you are lying on the sofa, Tinder's a most biggest spike. Do you know what time it is?
No.
Do you want to guess?
I imagine like in the evening.
What day though?
Like Sunday, when everyone's sad about work.
Oh, you smashed it. Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening.
That was just me going, when would I want to go on Tinder?
Yeah, 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening, people are hungover and sad and tired and they lay on their sofa on Tinder and the usage just like rockets. People are just like relentlessly swiping, just being like, I want someone to hug me on this sofa.
And also Tinder is no different to like Facebook and Instagram and things like that. They're designed to get you addicted to them.
Yeah. 100%.
So it's not you. It's literally you're being sort of almost controlled and manipulated by very clever people who have coded it so that you can't get off
and you've got in your head this idea that like, if I just have the right picture, if I just swipe enough times, if I just find this person, if my bio is right, if I just you'll find this person. It's like, no way. That choice and that pressure is killing you. Like, your grandparents probably married somebody from down the road and then lived with them for 80 years and were still completely in love right to the end. Like, you know, they didn't have anything like the number of people, but you're like, oh, you find love all over the shop. Like,
yeah, and
it
in weird ways. And it should be like a balance between, yeah, you make a concerted effort to find someone nice because you don't want to be single anymore, but it's not your 100% all be all and end all.
Yeah, I think you have to swap your mindset around. Like if you go to a job interview or anything, or you want something from somebody else, think of that job interview rather than being like, I hope I impress them. It's like, I hope this company is right for me.
Yes.
I'm here to see if this is the right fit for me and all my skills. Mm. Shall I be bringing my wonderful self here?
Also, you talk know. Like that on the date as well.
Hello, I love ducks. Any other questions or shall
about
we bone
ducks?
Now? So let's wrap this up. Just remember that you are being like trying to find somebody who is worthy of you rather than being like, I hope someone picks me.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's a really, really hard thing to do. So just like look after yourself and don't be too mean.
So I hope that was helpful. And I just really hope that we've bolstered people who are like, oh, I've been on my 29 millionth date and it's not happening. I hate myself. Because you shouldn't.
Write them all down, I reckon. Get a good story out of them.
Oh, yeah. Get some top anecdotes. That's true. And just keep on going. Keep all your options open. And just, it's not you. It's not you. It's literally everyone else.
It's literally everyone
it
else.
Is.
And be kind to your single friends if you're in a couple. And
yeah,
be kind
to
everyone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Be kind to everyone, guys.
That's nice. Oh, God.
So nice. But yes.
Good luck on your dates.
Good luck on your dates. Let us know if you have any like lovely happy ending Tinder Bumble stories. Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod or me at Stevie M. The S is a five.
At Tessa Coates. Also, I believe you can find me on Bumble and Tinder.
Oh, hello.
You never go away.
Do you never go away?
When you leave.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I know.
Great. I'll definitely be looking you up right now.
Come and find me, guys. It's
me and Tessa will be on a date shortly.
You can email us at nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. Forgot that. Yeah, have a lovely week and just keep on doing you guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.